Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. My name is Nina. I need to advise you the call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How may I help you?
Just the number that they told me to call. I was doing my weekly claim every week, so I didn't claim it for a week because I didn't work that week. So, you know what I'm saying? So I didn't claim it. And then they said you waited a whole period of time and called this number to before I can do another, you know, continue.
So. Oh, reopen.
Ma'am?
Yes, you have to reopen. I'll be happy to reopen that claim for you. May I have your Social Security number?
418-13-1103.
Okay, bear with me. It's like the system went down. I'm going to pull it back up again. Give me that Social Security number again.
418-13-1103.
Bear with me, it's loading. May I have your name and your mother's maiden name?
My name is Lenore Cunningham, and my mother's name is Farrell.
And may I have your date of birth and your driver's license number?
Date of birth is April 13, 1968. License 815-8968.
Okay, let's see. Do you have different, excuse me, what is your preferred language?
English.
Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No.
You understand that knowingly making a false statement and or falsifying income documentation in connection with this claim is considered fraud?
Yes.
And you understand that fraud is a federal offense punishable by a fine and or imprisonment up to
yes.
5 years. Included.
Yes.
Have you worked since you last filed an unemployment claim?
Yes.
So that's why you didn't do a week of certification, because you went back to work?
Right. But then I was out. My last day was June 29th, so I haven't worked. And then another week came, and we didn't work for another 8 days. And that's the week I tried to do it yesterday, since they call every Sunday. And then it would let me do it. So, and I never got, I haven't got anything from the other 6 weeks that I was, when I filed the last time. So I didn't know I had to do it all over again, because I didn't get any money from when I was out the other 12 days.
Did you check your claimant portal to see if there's any issues or any updates?
And then I called the number they gave, the 361, the other people. They said it's not an error, they just haven't. Fixed it. Just haven't done it yet. I'm like, it's been 7 weeks. And I said, so I didn't work. And
okay. Well, ma'am, yeah. Did you check your claimant portal to see?
It wouldn't. It wouldn't go in the the portal just said that it was an error. And so that's what I'm saying. I called the 361 and said they didn't see an error, they just haven't granted it yet.
You said it was an error?
I told her that's what my mind was saying, error. And then I said I couldn't log in, and then it was like then they checked it. They said, well, they just haven't
So you were still in process.
Yes.
Okay.
And that's when you said I had to do it over again. I'm like, that don't make sense. I got to do it all over again. So that means what happened to the week that I did call in?
It's still on file, but if you skip a weekly certification, you have to reopen.
See, that's what she didn't tell me. I told when I called the number, and I said I'm getting different things. She said, "Well, did you?" I said, "I made more than what I would have made if I claimed." She said, "Yeah, don't do it. Don't call that week because it'll lock you out." That's why I didn't call.
Well, either way, even if you would have claimed, it would have disqualified you for that week for excessive wages. So anytime you make wages or skip a weekly certification, you have to call and reopen because
okay,
it disqualifies
it.
You.
I understand it. But thank you. Okay, I'm sorry. You can go ahead and ask the question. I'm sorry. I just went into another thing.
Was the work you performed with the same employer you reported on your last claim?
Yes.
And what was your last day worked?
June 29th.
This time, when you went back to work, your
mm-hmm.
last day was June 29th,
yes.
2024. Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No.
Have you worked for the federal government in the last 18 months?
No.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you already filed for regular unemployment compensation and need only to file for trade readjustment allowance?
No.
Did you receive notification that you have trade readjustment allowance certification?
No.
Has your name changed since you last filed?
No.
Have you worked upon a different name in the past 2 years?
No.
Have you worked upon a different phone number in the past 2 years? I'm sorry, a different social security number in the past 2 years.
Yeah, I'm going to say, yeah, I had another number. No, ma'am, it's the same social. No, that's okay. It's the same social, yes.
Ooh, mm-hmm. It's a Monday.
I know it. It's said again, and Mondays are like this last week or two.
Now, what is your mobile telephone number?
Okay, here we go. 334-895-6944.
334-895-6944.
Yes.
And your date of birth is April 13th, 1968.
That's correct.
And your mother's maiden name is Farrell.
Yes, F-E-R-R-E-L-L. Mm-hmm.
And is that an Alabama driver's license?
It is.
And let's see, that driver's license number is 815-9868.
No, 8968.
And what is your race?
African American, black.
Black. And are you non-Hispanic or Hispanic?
Non-Hispanic.
What is the highest grade you completed in school?
GED.
I didn't understand you.
GED.
Okay. And are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No.
And what is your residential address?
It is 2235 Elsmead, that's ELSMEADE Drive, apartment 470, Montgomery, Alabama, 36116.
And that's 2235 Elsmead, ELSM as in Mike, EAD as in Delta, E Drive, apartment 470, Montgomery, Alabama, 36116.
Yes.
Is your mailing address the same as your residential address?
Yes.
And what was your occupation?
I'm a banquet server.
Excuse me. You said a banquet server?
Yes.
Is that a food server non-restaurant or...
Yeah, well, it's in a hotel. Yeah, that's where we are. That's our office. It's a banquet. You know, we do set up and food. Yeah, it's food and beverages, yeah.
Okay, I'm going to put, see what happened when I put banquet server. They got a lot of different servers.
Oh, okay.
Banquet setup person?
Yes.
And are you seeking this type of work?
Well, that's, I'm still there. It's just that the hour just got reduced. You know, you didn't have any work for the week.
Okay. And do you obtain work exclusively through a union hiring hall?
No.
Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No.
Bear with me. Okay. Did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
Yes, I will be returning back tomorrow, actually, which is going to be the 9th, July 9th.
July 9th, 2024. And are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No.
And are you on a temporary layoff due to a company vacation period or a scheduled company shutdown?
I hate to say the shutdown, but it was. we didn't have any work for the week, so I don't know what to call it.
Shutdown.
The company shutdown. Mm-hmm.
Are you available to work all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
Yes.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes.
Since Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes.
How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
25.
What is the lowest hourly wage you will accept?
14.
Are you a corporate officer for a business?
No.
Do you own a business?
No.
Do you work for yourself?
No.
Are you currently working solely on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
No.
Have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No.
Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension from an employer you worked for in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you worked in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government anytime between April 1st, 2023 and March 31st, 2023?
No. No.
Excuse me, 2024.
Oh, yeah. No.
Do you choose to have 10% of your weekly benefits check withheld for federal income tax?
No.
If you said no.
I said no.
If you are approved for benefits, you have the option to receive your payments, direct deposit into your checking or savings account, or the prepaid benefits card. The prepaid benefits card will take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you are approved for payments, and there are fees that might be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or savings account, we recommend direct deposit. Which would you prefer?
You know what? Actually, they already sent me a card. Just the next week after I filed the first time, I just they never put anything on it. Because I asked for direct deposit, and I had to leave my information over the phone, my direct deposit information. So now this time, I don't want to do that again. And then she put it in wrong because I kept checking the card, and I said nothing ever came on it. So I don't know. So I have a card. I would have one.
You say you already have one?
They sent me one the next week after they sent me a letter and a card. And I called every week and nothing ever came on there. That's why they sent me kept calling that other number and see what was going on. And it kept saying error. And I said, could you see what should I do to fix this? And it was like they just waiting for approval. And that's what the letter said. Once approved, I did tell them I wanted 10%. And they said my weekly would be 247. I just never seen any payments. So, and I asked for their rate deposit. And I felt like she put my number in wrong and maybe it was going to another account. But when I called the number, it said nothing has been paid to, been approved yet. So
Oh,
and then I felt.
they can't put it in wrong because if they put it in wrong, it's not going to go through.
It's going to kick out. Well, I guess it's never been approved. And that's why I was asking you then. I said, if I got to do everything back all over again, what happened to the previous week that I had, called in? But you said that,
It's
it's still
still in
been
process.
assisted.
Yes. As long as you continue checking your claimant portal, it shows you the updates. See, I can't see the updates, but I can, show you how to check your claimant portal to see your updates.
They just, like I said on mine, they were just saying error. I don't see where, I don't know. And I hope it don't kick out again. Because the first time I did say kick out, I make sure go back and say yes. Because the first time when I did it, the other 3 weeks, I said, yeah, take it out. But now I'm like, no, just 10%. Because it's temporarily. I was just only trying to get temporarily, until I get back to work. And like I said, I do go back tomorrow.
But
I
see,
might do this.
let's say they approve you and they don't take it out. When you do your income tax, they're going to take it out then.
That's fine. Because it'd be like, like the 275 to get and 247. So, and then, like I said, it's temporary. So I won't miss $20 to $30 that they'd be taking out for taxes. So that's all it would be. That'll be fine. We can check it out then. I don't know if you can go back and say yes or not, because I don't want it to mess up, because from the time they're like, how you want Texas to take it out then and you don't want, I don't know. Because they have not even been approved from the previous time I called, so I don't know what's going on with it and why they didn't approve it yet.
See, it takes 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim, but if you have any pending issues, that delays it. That's why I was asking you, have you checked your claiming portal, because it'll let you know if you have any pending issues.
That, and I think that's what it said, pending issues. But that, when it said pending issues, I was like, what do they need? Because I don't know what pending issues are. You know what I mean?
Oh, it's you can look on your claiming portal at the top. Once you're in your portal, it's going to say claim, one of the categories. You click on it and then click issues as the drop down box, and it'll show you the issues that are on your claim.
Gotcha. Okay, gotcha.
So
right, thank you for that.
Oh, you're welcome. Did you still want to do the keep the direct deposit or do the state debit card?
I like I said, I already have a state debit card already. So is it on file? Should be on file.
But it looks like
it to me.
And that's shocking, because it's prompting me to read the statement about the debit card, like you was a new claimant. You say you have
to. That's what the other lady said too. So that's why I said this is crazy, because you know the other lady like opened my claim up and she said, "Do you want direct deposit?" I said, "You know what? Yeah, let me do direct deposit." And I gave her my routing and account number. Right. That next week, a card came through the mail. I'm like, "Oh wait, they sent it me. I didn't ask for the card." But I said, "That's good." I said, "I guess that's a good sign that maybe they're going to be approving it." So I'm like, "Okay, cool." So now, you know, that's what I'm saying. I don't know what's going on, because, like I said, I didn't ask for the card, but they mailed me one anyway. And maybe she clicked on card. I don't know. But like I said, I would have one, and I hate to ask for another one because I would have one. I just received it a couple of weeks ago. So I don't know what to say on that one. I don't know why I said new. I mean, I don't say I had to reopen, because I didn't file last week, and I didn't, because I worked the previous week before that. So I didn't file. I didn't know it was going to kick me out. But I don't know. Like I said, you can't see what I can see. I just going to have to look in there later. And then it all will tell me to call the 361. It still be an unemployment rep. And they'd be like, "Well, I don't see anything that you need to do. It's just a waiting period." And I said, "Yeah, but you keep saying pending issues, and I'm just trying to figure out what it is." She said, "It's just a processing thing." I'm like, "Okay." So that's what made me wait. So maybe that's what it is. I really don't know.
Okay. So as of now, you want to keep the benefits card?
Yes.
Okay. You have indicated that you wish to receive your unemployment benefits with the Alabama Vantage prepaid benefits card. The Alabama Unemployment Insurance prepaid card is issued by Comerica Bank. Comerica charges no monthly fees, no per purchase fees, no in-network ATM withdrawal fees, $1.30 out-of-network fee. There is no fee for ATM balance inquiries for in-network or out-of-network. There is no fee for live for automatic customer service. There's a 35-cent fee for live customer service. There's a $1 inactive fee charge after 12 months with no activity. We charge two other types of fees. That's card replacement fee, which is $4 for regular delivery for the card replacement, $19 for expedited delivery for the card replacement. There's an international transaction fee, which is 2% of the transaction amount. This fee can be lowered depending on when and where the card is used. You can see separate disclosure for ways to access your funds and balance information for no fee. There are no overdraft or no credit feature. Your funds are eligible for FDIC insurance. For general information about prepaid accounts, you can visit cfpb.gov/prepaid. Find details and conditions for all fees and services in the cardholder's agreement. You can contact Go Program Customer Service by calling 1-833-888-2778 or online at goprogram.com. If you have a complaint about a prepaid account, call the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau at 1-855-411-2372, and that's 1-855-411-2372, or online at cfpb.gov/complaint. You understand the terms and conditions for the Alabama Unemployment Insurance prepaid card?
Yes. Yeah.
And what is the name of your last employer?
Renaissance Hotel and Spa.
Oh, I didn't understand you.
Yeah. I work at the Renaissance Hotel and Spa. Or they might have a PCH Hotels and Spa. That's probably what they have on there now.
You said PCH Hotels?
Mm-hmm.
And may I have their phone number?
334-481-5000.
334-481-5000.
Yes.
And what city and state the work was performed in?
Montgomery, Alabama.
And what was the first day you started working there and the last day?
Oh, so I've been working there since November 20th, 2014.
November 20th, 2014.
Yes. And last day was June 29th, 2024.
June 29th, 2024.
Yes.
And why are you no longer working there?
I'm still there. I'm saying that I was just a company shut down for.
Okay. Lack of work.
No.
Have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after your last day of work? Vacation pay?
No.
Sick pay?
No.
Holiday pay?
No.
Have you applied for a pension or are you receiving a pension from this employer?
No.
You are certifying that your answers are true and accurate and that the law provides penalties for making false statements to obtain unemployment benefits. We match the earnings you provide with wages reported by employers. False answers can result in overpayment and fraud penalties. You certify that all of your answers are true and correct?
Yes.
It is necessary to verify your identity when filing for unemployment benefits.
I'm sorry, what's this?
I didn't understand.
I missed the question. I'm sorry. What was the question?
Oh. I said it is necessary to verify your identity when filing for unemployment benefits. When did you purchase the property at 5188 Enchanted Garden? Have you ever purchased that property?
I never purchased any property.
Which of the following cities has a current or former association to you? Hoover, Bessemer, Tuskegee, Opelika?
Tuskegee.
Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 21 Temple Road, 2020, excuse me, 2820 24th Street, Inslee, 4376 Richardson Road, 48
yes.
Richardson.
Yes. That's my first address in Montgomery.
You hereby file an internet claim for unemployment insurance against the state of Alabama. You agree?
Yes.
You certify under penalty of perjury that you are the person whose name and information was provided on this claim and that the statements made in connection with this claim are true to the best of your knowledge?
Yes.
You understand that it is your responsibility to read and familiarize yourself with the contents of the claimant benefit handbook, benefits, rights, and responsibilities?
Yes.
The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. The unemployment claim you just finished also registered you for work with the Alabama Career Center system. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log into alabamaworks.alabama.gov and update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in an interruption in your benefits. An information booklet, Benefits, Rights, and Responsibilities, contains information on how your claim is determined, instructions regarding your eligibility, and how to file your required weekly certifications. Failure to follow instructions listed in the booklet could cause a denial of benefits. The process you just completed, file your unemployment claim. Filing this claim does not automatically start payments to you. You must complete a certification once a week to file your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a certification each week could result in the loss of benefits. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks beginning on Sunday and ending on Saturday. You can file your weekly certification either online in the claimant portal, click File Weekly Certification button on the home page, or by telephone at 1-800-752-7389. Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday, 12:01 a.m. through no later than 5 p.m. on Friday. Certifications cannot be made on Saturday. Failure to file and complete your weekly certification as instructed by 5 p.m. on Friday could result in the loss of benefits. Complete your first weekly certification between Sunday and Friday at 5 p.m. Whether filing online or by telephone, you will need to remember your PIN. I'll provide you with that PIN number at the end of the interview. Additional instructions are in the Benefits, Rights, and Responsibility booklet. Exceptions to work search requirements are made for the following: active union members who have submitted proof of good standings with their union, employees who are on a verified short-term layoff, claimants attending director-approved training. A letter may be mailed to you if you're subject to a possible work search exemption. It is very important that you carefully read all information that is mailed to you. If you have any questions, call our inquiry line at 1-800-361-4524. You can call Sunday through Thursday at 5 p.m. to schedule a callback appointment for assistance. Since you are job attached and have an expected recall date to work, you're not required to make a work search, but you must be able to return to work upon recall. Any changes in your recall status must be reported by calling our inquiry line at 1-800-361-4524. Okay, I'm going to get that PIN number for you. Do you have any questions about the closing statement?
No.
Your PIN number is 1968.
Yeah, I recommend that. I guess that's the question I have because it said, I noticed you was reading and it was saying that I may have lost it since I didn't, claim every week, which, like I said, I was told not to do it if I made over the amount that I would have gotten paid through them. And I do understand that, it was a waiting period, but I know it's been 6 weeks, so I think something went wrong, but I'm not sure what it is. But either way, we got this done today. And I just got to figure out what it is that they'll require and I need, or just haven't got to me yet. I don't know. So I don't know if that loss or because like since I'm going back to work, I'm not gonna claim next week. I let you think I should and just get kicked out again. I see how to do it all over again when we get slow again. I don't know what to do at this point.
Okay, you said that your last day of work was June 29th.
Yes, I didn't work no days. Yeah. We didn't work any days, so.
Your last day of work was June 29th, and today is
Okay, July
the
8th.
8th. Today's July 8th. So you didn't work any week, I mean any days from the 29th to July the 5th.
None.
So you need to do a weekly certification on Sunday for that week.
Well, that's what I'm saying. So that's what I did. Okay, that would be in yesterday. I tried to do it yesterday, and that's when they say no, we got to call this number because you missed the previous week of calling in. And like I said, the reason why I did work that previous week, and so it wouldn't have sense of me calling in because I would have made more because I did do 25 hours that week, so that would have kicked me out. You just told me to kick me out. I should have continued it going, but it still kicked me out. And maybe I should have. But anyway, yeah, like I said, that was the last day. But if I do it this coming Sunday, I would have to, excuse me, I work 3 days this week. So that would make me more than what I would probably get on unemployment. So you think that would be accurate to previous on Sunday?
Okay, because that next Sunday, I forgot today, the 8th, not the 7th. So next Sunday will be the 14th.
Right, and I work this week.
So what you,
I did,
I'm.
that's what I was trying to do claiming for. I was trying to do claim for yesterday, Sunday,
Okay.
weekend. And what's the weekend in that? Because like I said, the last day of work was June 29th, and Saturday would have started another week, compared to unemployment status. So from Saturday until yesterday, I didn't work out 1 day. No, nada.
Okay, so what you have to do is, you said Saturday, meaning the 6th, July 6th.
You know what? I'm just saying because that's what they ask you. When you call in, it'll say the week of Saturday ended and Saturday. How many day? How many hours did you work? That's what it asks you. But I didn't get to that point because they told me to call this number here and start all over again. I
Okay.
didn't work at all. My last day at work was June 28th.
I understand what you
That's
said.
why.
You don't have to tell me that again. But what you see, what you messed up at is when you were unable to claim that week. You're supposed to call us back then so you can claim last week, this week, but you're just calling now and
No, I called
reopening.
yesterday. You know, it says on any Sunday, you have to wait till Sunday to call the weekly claim every Sunday.
Yes, see the week that you made wages, that's the week that you would have had to reopen, and then on the 7th you would have claimed for the week of the 29th.
That's what I was trying to do yesterday. That's what I'm saying. It wouldn't allow me. It kept it when I called it. It says, you have a gap between your call in time, whatever it said, and then it gave me this number to call to start all over again.
And so
If that makes sense.
we're closed on the 7th, on the Sundays. We're not open on Sundays.
No. I'm saying that's how I got the number because the week of claim, the number that I called at the 1-800-752, whatever the number you're supposed to call and do a week of claim. Either you do it over the phone or online. So I deal over the phone. But it wouldn't let me do my weekly claim. It gave me the number to call y'all. to start all over again due to,
now,
you know, due to the
Since you're not going to be able to claim next week because you're going to work this week, you have to request it through the inquiry line. I can give you the instructions on how to create that ticket to request the weeks that you did not work and did not make any wages. Request that those are the weeks that you want to file for. Okay. Do you have a pencil so I can give you those instructions? Because it's hard to get them on the phone.
Okay, you're talking about that 361 number. I got that already.
Yes, this is another way that you can request those weeks. Because it's the inquiry, but you're creating a ticket instead of calling it.
Okay. All right, I'm going to write this down. All right, I'm ready.
Okay, the website is adol.alabama.gov. And that's ADOL stands for Alabama Department of Labor. ADOL.alabama, the whole word, .gov. Once you get to that site, click the category, the tab at the top that says I am. And then select claimant from the drop down box. And then scroll down till you see request or provide claim information. And then once you click that, in the middle of that page, it's going to say, please select a subject. Your subject would be weekly certification problem.
It's a weekly
problem. Yes, once you click select, please select the subject, it's going to be a drop-down box with selections, options.
Okay.
And your selection would be weekly certification problem. And then right below that, it's going to have comment and questions. That is the box where you let them know that y'all had a shutdown, and the weeks that you were shut down, that you didn't make any wages. And the reason that you're submitting this ticket is because y'all went back to work, and, you know, there were wages made in between your shutdown times.
Okay. Right. Okay.
So you put the dates that, the weeks that you didn't make wages, and you're requesting to file for these weeks because you're unable to file due to you returning back to work.
Okay.
Any other questions you have about your claim, this is how you ask.
Okay.
And then submit it.
Okay. It will.
Now, let me give you your claimant ID. Since you're creating a ticket, you're going to need your claimant ID. Your claimant ID number is
1833-946. Okay, 1833-946. Okay.
No,
1833. I'm sorry. I'm just 1833-946. Yeah, I got it written down
though.
I just did it wrong.
Okay. I do that all the time. Oh, goodness. Okay, well, Miss Cunningham, is there any further assistance I can help you with today?
Well, you helped out a lot. Thank you. Thank you so much. I'm just trying to get right on it.
Okay. Oh, you're more than welcome. Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. Enjoy your day.
Thank you. Enjoy your day as well. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.